So, I'm so f***ed up. I don't know when this is gonna end. I have another 40 miles to ride. Like, what the f***?
This is the Bike Pack Racing Podcast with Ezra Ward Packard and Andrew Onnerma.
Welcome to episode 1 of the Bike Pack Racing Podcast. I am your host, Ezra Ward Packard. And I am joined by Andrew Onnerma. Andrew, how's it going today?
Dude, I'm doing great. I'm sitting here. I got some gas station breakfast food for the occasion just to really set the tone. I'm eating some come and go breakfast pizza, and I have some coffee drink in a can. So I don't know. I feel like I'm ready to roll. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I love it. Always training. Yes. Training the gut. Training the gut. Getting it just dialed. So, full transparency for the listeners. This is the third time that me and Andrew have recorded episode 1. First time, we had some terrible sound issues. Second time, messed up the Zoom recording, which we didn't actually record. So, this is round 3 of doing episode 1, which means that episode 2... and episode 3 are already out. So go listen to those. We're circling back to episode 1. Whole point of this episode is to kind of just talk about why we're doing this podcast, what we're going to cover, what's the current state of bike packing. Just going to be a real quick overview of what we're up to.
Love it. Yeah, that's what you see, right? It's any of these podcasts, there's an intro episode. So we're trying to just follow suit and be like, hey, we know what we're doing. Intro episode. Let's get it.
We have no idea what we're doing, but we're going to pretend like we do. So it was at this point, 4 months ago that I had the idea of doing this podcast. Knew I didn't want to just talk into the mic by myself. First person that popped in my head was Andrew. Reached out to Andrew. Andrew immediately said yes. Andrew, why do you say yes to doing this podcast with me?
Yeah, that was back in the winter when I was injured. I had a month not riding the bike, and I was just rattling my brain on what to do with my time. I was going nuts. I was listening to a shit ton of podcasts. I was diving in, trying to read any articles I could, just consuming as much bike packing content as I could. But I wanted to see more about the racing component of it. And so it's something that had been on my mind for a while. And then you hit me up and you're like, hey, I got this idea about a bike packing podcast, more like in regards to the pointy end and training and different tactics and stuff. And I said, that sounds dope. I would love to have conversations with some guests and learn some more. So, I mean, that's why I said yes, is something I was looking for myself that I didn't really see out there. And so why not start that up with you?
Yeah, for sure. With that being said, you know, we want to recognize that there are some really great bike packing podcasts out there already. We got Patrick and Bikes or Death. I always mess up that title. Luis Sedora with the Overland Archive, My Back 40. We kind of just wanted to contribute something different to the space, which is this focus on bike pack racing. Andrew, how do you feel about the state of bike pack racing?
It's gaining a lot of momentum right now. I think it's at a really exciting time where it's exploding, but I only see it growing for years and years to come. And part of it is a lot of newcomers like us. We're not 100% sure on what some of the rules and ethics are, where gray areas are. You and I mean, we're both really competitive people. We want to jump into these races, try as hard as we can and see how things go, but we want to make sure we're doing it in a respectable manner, something that holds up to the ethos of the sport and the spirit of the sport. So I think it's exciting that there's so many routes popping up, so many races popping up, but I definitely have a lot of questions, and I'd love to be able to talk to some people and hear some thoughts from who's been doing this for a long time. You got people like Jay Peterberry, Lale Wilcox. It's wild whenever they say, oh, this is like my 50th bike packing race. You're like, holy shit, that's a lot. So Yeah, it's been evolving over time, but definitely with gravel in the United States picking up steam, bike packing has kind of gone right along with it.
Yeah, and that's the main reason why I thought this was going to be like such a, like, I don't want to say important podcast, but I really feel like there needs to be a space for people to actually have open and honest conversations about this sport, because it is, in a lot of ways, it's pretty new. Like, we're figuring it out as we go. And one of the great things about bike pack racing is that there is no governing body, right? So each race can be as unique as it wants to be. I think of bike pack racing as almost like the weird hip cousin to gravel, right? In the same sense that, you know, you have marathon racing and then you have trail running. And then, you know, now there's a whole other subset of even stranger trail races, the Barkley marathons and stuff like that. So really, I just felt like there needed to be a space to have conversations when issues come up. The ethics of individual time trial, fastest known time attempts, the documentation of mass start races, what is supported, what is self-supported, what's that kind of gray area in between. So
for sure. And it's just to celebrate how exciting it is and things that are going well, that's bringing more people into the sport. So it's a combination of trying to answer some of these questions, but also just keeping the stoke alive and making it even stronger. So it's, yeah, multifaceted purpose, but ultimately it's just, we want to bring more bike packing race content to whatever audience is out there that, you know, wants to hear about it.
Yeah. And in a way, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to distill all the information that's generated during a race, right? So in the United States, at least, last weekend we had Stagecoach 400. This weekend we have East Texas Showdown. Each race has their own coverage, but really the most interesting aspects of that coverage is just following people's Instagram stories. At the same time, that's a little bit challenging to do if you're just an individual. And one of the things I want to do is try to like pull the best from those races. Before these races, I've just been going through, finding everyone's Instagram handle, following them. And then during the race, I'll be watching dots and then also just searching out those stories to see what's happening behind the dots. Which, once again, one of the purposes of this podcast is really to shine a light on the people behind the dots. There's so many interesting people in bikepacking. Again, being such a new sport. But we're also at the point where it's like lots of people haven't done other bike races besides bikepack races, right? I feel like that's going to be something that we see in the future, where people's first bike races might be a bikepacking race, which I have raced 4 bikepacking races and 400 road races. So very different perspectives, which will, you know, enhance the sport.
100%. Yeah. It's, and you and I ourselves come from very different backgrounds in regards to cycling. But we're at the point now where we're both single dudes that are training a ton, aren't really doing anything else apart from, you know, working jobs to get by, and we want to make a splash. And so, yeah, it's something we're just ready to talk about.
I guess the next question is, what are we going to cover, right? Like, what's the focus of this podcast? I think we both kind of touched on that a little bit. Do you want to take that one, or can I?
Yeah. So definitely the races. I love your whole idea behind what are the stories with the dots. So we just, as dot watchers, fans of the sport, we just see this very basic screen of some initials moving on this map. And it's, you know, it's so basic to where you kind of forget just what these people are going through. You'll wake up the next day, be sipping on your coffee, refresh to the page on Track Leaders and be like, huh, they covered not as much ground as I expected last night. Weird. And then you flip the coin and you like see things from that rider's perspective. They might have encountered this insane storm going over a mountain pass, double flatted, had their electronics shifting die on them, encountered a bear, like who knows? And so we have such a limited view of what's happening in these races. And so being able to dive in and talk to the people that were at the front and just hearing what they were actually going through to be that little dot that's at the front the whole time is going to be really exciting. There's so many things I know you and I have both experienced where you forget it by the time the race is over. And it might be months later where someone randomly asks a question. You're like, oh my God, I forgot on day three that like I was laying in the dirt and had a snake next to me when I woke up. Like there's all these things that you just, cause it's such a massive experience that there's so many little details along the way that you forget. So we're trying to hop on it right after these things happen and be like, bro, break it down. Let's hear about it. Because much like alpinists, we have terrible memories. That's why we go back and do it again. It's like, you forget how much it hurts and how many things went wrong. But at the end, there's definitely something we get out of it. And that's why we do it over and over and over again.
For sure. This is kind of just like a little sidetrack, but this morning I woke up kind of exhausted. I am 2 hours behind Andrew. So early morning for me, a little bit more normal for Andrew. And I was just thinking, like, there's some mornings where I wake up and I'm like, how have I done these races? How am I like going to do these races? You know, I slept for 6 hours last night and I kind of just feel terrible. And I'm like, with my divide run in June, I'm like, I'm planning on sleeping 4 hours a night and riding my bike for 18, 19, 20 hours. It's like, how do you do this? The whole like mindset that you have to get into to do these races, really, in a way, I think it's one of the things that like is most attractive about this sport is that you just adapt a completely different mindset, like a completely different personality where everything is all about efficiency, right? You know, I woke up this morning and as I was making my coffee, I was like scrolling through Instagram for 10 minutes. During a bike pack race, that's a waste of time. Like there are so many other important things to be doing rather than scrolling through Instagram. But in our daily life, it's just like a frivolous activity that we do all the time. So little sidetrack, but just like one of the reasons why I'm like so attracted to that sport is it's almost like a killer mindset that you adapt when, at least when I get to the start line, it's here we go.
Yeah.
Like, we are going to be locked in for the next 400 to 2,700 miles.
Yeah. No, I hear exactly what you're saying for sure. And it's a similar thing for me where 2 days a week right now, I'm doing some home construction at my friend's house here in Fayetteville, just kind of stringing together different gigs. I woke up on the couch in the living room. And I'm like, oh man, my back kind of hurts. Like moseying my way out of the couch and living room to the gas station. It's the same thoughts where I'm like, man, you can't be complaining about your back like when you're sleeping indoors on the couch and all you did was rode a little bit the night before. You're about to have to like try to sleep only 2 or 3 hours a night. But you're 100% right. It's, you do get to tap into something else and it's really special. It's when you line up at the start line and if your intention is I'm gonna race this and get everything out of myself that I possibly can, it's, for me, it's very freeing to get rid of all these cluttered thoughts that run through my brain, at least on the day to day. It's, I've had some coworkers joke that I have too many gerbils running around in my brain. And it's not until I'm out on the bike for 8 hours or more where they all shut up and I actually get to tune in to what I'm doing. And it's the phone's on airplane mode. And that's when things start becoming really magical. It's like this, it's almost like you're living a different life while you're in these races and it's magical. And it's really hard to explain it, but we're going to do our best to talk to other people and get insights on what bikepacking racing does for them, especially when they're pushing the limit of themselves, both mentally and physically, versus going on a tour and taking it at a leisurely pace, because it says a lot about someone to use their vacation for something that is theoretically harder in every aspect than just living day-to-day life. It's like, hey, I'm gonna reserve this 2-week window to almost like punish my body and mind, but then afterwards it's gonna be so worth it.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm thinking about just the mental fatigue, right? Just being locked in and focused for that extended period of time. And honestly, that's something that, one of the reasons why I wanted to have this podcast is because I just like don't have that many people in my life to have conversations about people's mindset going into these bike packing races. And I'm like, I'm always trying to get better, right? Mm-hmm. And when I come into these races, there's a level of intensity where like, I'm just tense, right? I'm on the start line and I'm not relaxed and laid back. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm not trying to make friends at the start line, where, you know, lots of times at these events, people are, you know, there's kind of like two different things going on, right? There is an organized group ride where people are going to go out and have a really good time and tour it. And then there's people who are out for blood. And I'm very much in that camp. And I'm just curious into like people's mindsets at the start line, right? Like,
for sure. Yeah. It's not just like the story behind the dot during the race. It's hearing what people are doing in prep for that moment. So we love being able to nerd out on what are people actually doing for training leading up to it. You have so many different backgrounds of riders. Like, what are you actually doing for training to be putting out these kinds of times and efforts that you are? What are you doing with your setup that's setting you up for success? What are you doing as far as logistics beforehand? Are you planning where you're going to sleep and stop and resupply and all this stuff? We want to hear the whole picture. It's leading up to it, the event itself, and then afterwards is just that massive decompression dump of like, all right, that wasn't just like a 2-week race. That was a 5-month journey that I just went on to get to that finish line.
Yeah, it is so multifaceted. Once again, another reason why I love this sport so much and I have been so drawn to it. So kind of rounding back to that question from 5 minutes ago, what are we going to cover? Our main focus is going to be American bikepacking races. Me and Andrew, both based in the States. We know the players. We know the big races. When it comes to Europe and international races, it's a little bit harder for us to know exactly who the players are. And once again, we're getting so much information through Instagram. Like, this is something that I saw at a race around Rwanda, is I was following some of the leaders, and you know, they're Dutch, they're French, and their Instagram stories are in Dutch and French. And
yeah,
I have no idea what's going on. Like, they seem like good, right? I'm like trying to read body language. So
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a focus on American races, but at the same time, there are certain races that take place internationally that are kind of hard to have a bike pack racing podcast and not talk about it. So, but yeah, focus on American races. And then another aspect is, you know, all these topics, all these different like little debates in bike pack racing. So, Andrew, you got anything else to add?
I didn't even quite finish this slice of pizza over the course of this intro, so I think we did good on time. We didn't ramble on for too long. I think, yeah, listeners are going to have a good idea of, I mean, for one, just our passion. It's pretty obvious that we care a lot about this. Maybe we care too much. Time will tell.
I'm not moving out of the van. I'm not getting an apartment. Yeah. I'm not getting a girlfriend.
Yeah. So in episode 2 and 3, you hear more about like who the hell is Ezra Ward Packard, who the hell is Andrew Onorma. I mean, that's, those two episodes gives a little bit more insight on kind of our life journeys that leads up to why am I sitting in a garage right now surrounded by painted cabinets and drywall, and I have like paint on my pants and hoodie right now, and why is Ezra sitting in a van in what parking lot are you in right now?
Oh, we're in the Starbucks parking lot.
The Starbucks one. Yeah, it seems like that one's been working good. So it's, yeah, it's, I mean, that's something I just want to relay to people, is that we're quote unquote just blue collar athletes that at the end of the day, this is what we love and we're going to be doing it regardless. But if we can make an impact in the scene to just bring everyone up, then we're going to freaking try. Right. So that's what's exciting, is I think there's a lot of potential here to help people out and just have some great conversations and clear up some questions. So I'm freaking stoked, and I'm honored that you reached out to me and you sent me this mic and you took things seriously and you've been getting after it and making sure we stay on schedule. So yeah, it's episode one is kind of wild, but it's happening, and I'm really excited, man.
Hell yeah. I've got nothing else to add. Just super stoked on doing this podcast with you. And yeah, episodes are going to start coming fast and furious. When me and Andrew first sat down, the season hadn't really gotten started. The season is in full swing. I was looking at the calendar and I'm like, I've got 2 months and a few days until I'm going to be in Banff lining up at the Divide. It's getting real, real quick. So, super stoked.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for listening, everyone.